Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a seasoned veteran, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge by yourself or find someone to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be Record Breakers, Lead Singers, and 90s Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 questions about music stars who broke records during their careers. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get straight into it. Question 1. As of early 2024, who is the only artist to have ever occupied all 10 positions of the US Top 10 at the same time? Question 2. The highest grossing tour of the 90s was the Voodoo Lounge Tour by which classic rock act? Question 3. As of early 2024, which children's song holds the record for most viewed music video of all time on YouTube? Question 4. Which song by Glass Animals holds the record for the slowest rise to number 1 in US chart history? Question 5. Which British girl group set a record when their first 6 singles all reached number 1 on the UK chart? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is lead singers. Every great band needs a great singer up front. In this round, you'll receive 5 names of lead singers from popular bands. Your job is to correctly identify the band that they belong to. To help you along, I'll also tell you what year that band released their first album. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. Dan Reynolds, with their first album released in 2012. Question 7. James Hetfield, with their first album released in 1983. Question 8. Brendan Urie, with their first album released in 2005. Question 9. Michael Stipe, with their first album in 1983. Question 10. Courtney Love, with their first album in 1991. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is 90s chorus challenge. For each question, you'll hear some lyrics from the chorus of a hit song from the 1990s. The catch is, they're going to sound a little different to the famous track you remember. If you can correctly identify the song, give yourself a point. You can also score a point if you correctly guess the artist. Feel free to go back and play it multiple times if you need to. Here are the lyrics. Question 11.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Question 12.
You got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Question 13.
Try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it. It's clear my world crumbles when you are not near.
Question 14.
Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind, rolling down the street, smoking in Dow.
Question 15.
Love me, love me. Say that you love me. Fool me, fool me. Go on and fool me.
That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time to tell you those answers, starting with round one, all about record breakers. Question one. Taylor Swift took all the spaces in the top 10. She achieved this in November 2022 with her album Midnights. Question two. The Rolling Stones. Their tour made the equivalent of over $600 million across 129 shows. Question 3. Baby Shark. It has been viewed a whopping 14 billion times and counting on YouTube. Question 4. Heat Waves by Glass Animals. It took 59 weeks on the chart to finally reach number 1. Question 5. The Spice Girls. Every single they released across 1996 and 1997 reached number 1 in the UK. Continuing on to round 2, lead singers. We were looking for the band that each one belonged to. Here are the answers. Question 6. Dan Reynolds is from Imagine Dragons. Question 7. James Hetfield is the lead singer of Metallica. Question 8. Brendan Urie was the lead singer and eventually only member of Panic at the Disco. Question 9. Michael Stipe is the lead singer of REM. Question 10. Courtney Love is from the band Hole. For our final round today, you are looking to correctly guess some 90s hits from the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can grab 1 point for a correct song title and a point for a correct artist. Here they are. Question 11. Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Question 12. Wannabe by Spice Girls. Question 13. I Try by Macy Gray. Question 14. Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. Question 15. Love Fool by The Cardigans. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe and follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. Hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.